A gay woman and a Jewish man have settled their lawsuit against a Methodist children's home in Georgia. The case has been followed closely by religious groups that want government contracts to provide social services. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
In early 2001, Amy Belmore moved to Decatur, Georgia, to work as a counselor for the kids at the United Methodist Children's Home, a home that serves about 80 kids who are wards of the state. Belmore says everything went so well at first that they asked her to head up family therapy. But then her supervisors heard that Belmore lived with another woman.
I didn't realize that it would be an issue. In the field of psychology, sexual orientation is not considered an illness and not considered anything wrong. And therefore, working within that field, I did not believe that that would necessarily come into play. Now I know that it can.
Belmore was fired in November 2001 because her sexual orientation conflicted with the religious beliefs of the United Methodist home. Angry, Belmore and a job applicant allegedly rejected because he was Jewish sued the children's home. The home received 40% of its funding from the state of Georgia, and so Belmore sued the state as well. Attorney Susan Summer of the Lambda Legal Defense Fund argued that the home cannot use taxpayer money to discriminate based on religion.
No one should be able to open a newspaper to the Help Wanted column and see an ad that says, government-funded child welfare position. Jews and Catholics need not apply.
Actually, in most cases, the courts have ruled that religious groups can hire whomever they like, even if they receive government money. But in this case, legal experts say, the state and the Methodist home capitulated, giving the plaintiffs money and making certain promises. The state agreed that it would not give contracts to any group that chooses employees or volunteers based on their religious beliefs. The Methodist Children's Home agreed that it would not discriminate against gay job applicants, and that it would not discourage homosexuality or even teach the children its views on the issue. Mark Stern, the general counsel of the American Jewish Congress, says the settlement is a disaster for religious organizations because it means they must muzzle their beliefs.
The Methodist Children's Home was formed to bring up children who didn't have homes in the Methodist tradition, and they can't do that anymore. There can be no more, for instance, celebrations of Christmas in the dining room where everybody attends.
Ira Lupu of George Washington University Law School says in the past, the government often didn't ask or didn't want to know how these groups were spending government money. But the Bush administration has raised the profile.
Everyone is taking a much closer look at what the states are doing and what the organizations receiving the money are doing. It's not going to be very easy for folks to play don't ask, don't tell about this any longer.
Moreover, Lupu says, most of the government money for faith-based groups and churches comes through the states, not the federal government. So if other states get skittish about contracting with religious groups, that could undercut the president's faith-based initiative. Mark Stern says this is a warning to religious groups as well, that government money can come back to haunt you.
There's no guarantee at all that this sort of attitude won't become prevalent. And having taken the money, become addicted to the money, it's not clear that religious institutions are going to be able to walk away.
And not walking away, he says, could change the very character of religious institutions. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.